Two activists involved in the Stop, Stop and Frisk movement have found themselves being targeted by the NYPD. Aside from participating in demonstrations, Christina Gonzalez and Matthew Sway have been videotaping police engaged in Stop and Frisk encounters in their neighborhood and posting the videos online. Last week, while attending a community meeting at the 30th Precinct in Harlem, Christina says she saw what looked like a wanted poster displaying their pictures under a headline that reads, 30th Precinct Professional Agitators.
There's a monthly meeting the last Thursday of every month. And we walked inside the meeting and sat down, and it was then that I noticed it taped right there to the podium.
What was your first reaction when you saw it?
Kind of disbelief, like I had to, double take. And just thinking, oh, those were the weird looks when I walked in here. And thinking, whoa, I wonder who recognized me from that and what were they thinking. We had joked that maybe there was something like that up, but to actually see it, it was a bit of a shocker.
Matt, could you describe how you proceed with taping the police and what you do with it?
Generally, we're out in a neighborhood that, my understanding is, it's not the highest rate of stops and frisks in the city, but it's talked about from time to time as being an impact zone, where stop and frisk is a preemptive policing tool that's broadly applied to the black and brown community. Our thing is, because it's preemptive policing that they're employing, we almost feel like we need to be doing preemptive filming. They've got law enforcement, and then we've got, I think, rights enforcement is how we see it. So we're taping police interactions with the public and with a variety of different tactics and levels of involvement in that taping. I've had some success being silent. Other times I feel moved to offer commentary that's proven to be relevant or otherwise, but we're really filming the police every time we see them, and the 3030 at least lives up to its reputation for incredible crudeness and rudeness, even as it violates citizens' rights.
Is there anything illegal about videotaping the police?
No, it's a fundamental responsibility, a good, solid American activity, and the iPhones and smartphones obviously make it easier to pull off. But the Department of Justice has just, again, affirmed that we have this right, that this is an essential part of a citizen's role. We can't elect to recall our captain. We can't elect to recall the commissioner. The CCRB is not independent in any way, shape, or form. This is functioning as a private organization. It's almost like we've outsourced security or whatever to this totally autonomous group of people. We don't know their numbers. We don't know their data. They don't report things to the federal government if they don't feel like it. The only oversight we really have is to create an environment where the police are going to come to an understanding that the community is informed and united and is documenting things. We're trying to create an environment where the police feel that when they're on our block in particular, we want to be able to have someone stick a head out the window and say, camera's on, and people on the block are then going to be protecting each other by documenting.
Now, the police have said that your purpose is to portray the police in a negative way. Do you feel that that's accurate, or are you just documenting what is actually happening rather than putting an editorial spin on it?
I'm editorializing, but I think the real deal is that they put 52,000 people in cages last year for something that was decriminalized in the 70s. They don't need help from me looking bad if they don't know the history of their own department or their own precinct or of labor movements in this country for that matter. If they haven't read satire, if they don't know about Jim Crow and black laws, that's on them. They may or may not be confused by the things we're referencing, but the attempt is not to make them look bad or stupid or evil. The attempt is to try to, for ourselves and for anybody who might watch the videos, contextualize and recontextualize what's happening before our eyes in a way that broadens the discussion and doesn't do what mainstream media analysis, and then the trickle-down of that, of course, is that the society's kind of numb and dumb. But mainstream analysis tends to sort of narrow the scope of what we're talking about. We come to talk about manners as opposed to rights, and we want to keep the focus on rights.
Christina, the police have said that the purpose of this was not to intimidate you or to try to silence you, but rather to make officers within the precinct aware of you. What's your response to that?
To put up a poster of someone with their mugshots, their NYSID numbers, putting those two pictures together, making it seem like, are these people wanted? Did they commit a crime? I'm not sure. I see mugshots, but it doesn't say there's a reward. It's very confusing to look at. and then to have our address on there and to leave it up in a room where community members were going to be looking at it, that statement is invalid. Like, how can they say that it wasn't for intimidation purposes? I mean, it has our home address on it. What was that for? And then once the story comes out, then we have officers sitting in front of our building after several of us get together to have a meeting to talk about where to go from here. And there are three cop cars in front of our building now filming us. It seems to go completely against the statement that the inspector made.
Is this going to deter you from filming stop and frisk procedures?
Absolutely not. I mean, I feel compelled, like I almost can't help myself. When I see cops, I start filming, whether they're doing a stop and frisk, whether it's routine procedure, whether it happens to be white victims or black victims, white cops, black cops, I don't care what the situation is or what neighborhood we're in. If I see cops, I'm going to start filming. I just think that if they're watching us, we should be watching them.
Christina Gonzalez and Matthew Sway are activists with Stop, Stop and Frisk.